The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 1. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasavikari. Recorded on January 4th, 2012, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sutta Uvacha. Evam Nishamya Bhagavan Devarshe Janma Karma Cha Bhuya Prapachcha Tam Brahman Vyasa Sachivati Sutta Sutta Uvacha Evam Nishamya Bhagavan Devarsher Janma Karma Cha Bhuya Prapraccha Chang Brahman Vyasa Satyavati Sutta Sutta Uvacha Evam Nishamya Bhagavan Devarsher Janma Karma Cha Bhuya Prapraccatang Brahman Vyasa Satyavati Sutta Sutta Uvacha. Sutta said.
Sutta said.
What we can do is we usually do, you can try the English along with me, the way you learn a little English, then he can do the Spanish. So I'll do the English, everybody repeats English, you do the Spanish, they repeat Spanish. And that way everybody learns a little English, you see. Now we'll start over. Sutta Uvacha. Sutta said.
Sutta said.
Sutta dijo.
Sutta
dijo. Evam.
Thus.
Thus. Así pues.
Así pues.
Nishamya.
Nishamya.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Oyendo.
Oyendo.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The powerful incarnation of God.
The powerful incarnation of God.
La poderosa encarnación de Dios.
La poderosa encarnación de Dios.
Devarshe.
Devarshe.
Of the great sage among the gods.
Of the great sage among the gods.
Del gran sabio entre los dioses.
Del gran sabio entre los dioses.
Janma.
Janma.
Birth.
Birth.
Nacimiento.
Nacimiento.
Karma.
Karma.
Work.
Work.
Trabajo.
Trabajo.
Cha.
And.
E.
Buya.
Buya.
Again.
Again.
Otra vez.
Otra vez.
Prapacha.
Prapacha.
Asked.
Ask. Preguntó.
Preguntó.
Tam. Him.
Him.
A él.
A él.
Brahman.
Brahman.
Oh, Brahmanas.
Oh, Brahmanas.
Oh, Brahmanas.
Oh, Brahmanas.
Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Vyasadeva.
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 Sachavati Sutta.
Sachavati Sutta.
The son of Sachavati.
The son of Sachavati.
El hijo de Satyavati.
Sutta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradaji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Narada will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed in the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and when it was very painful for him.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, entonces, Narada Muni. Actually, Srila Vyasadeva now wants to know from Narada Muni, how did you come to Krishna consciousness?
Ahora Vyasadeva quiere aprender de Narada Muni cómo volverse consciente de Krishna.
This is always a very enlightening thing to see how some person came to Krishna consciousness. Actually, everyone has their story how I came to Krishna consciousness. And every story is the most wonderful story. Every time a devotee can be rescued from the clutches of Maya.
Cada vez que un devoto es rescatado de las garras de Maya.
It is the greatest moment in history.
Es el gran momento en la historia.
So in this chapter we will study how Narada Muni came to Vedi.
Pues en este capítulo estudiaremos de cómo Narada Muni se volvió
un. It's very, very wonderful study.
De cómo Vyasadeva se volvió.
We will only do two or three verses, but you can read this on your own now, or you can continue with.
Nosotros leeremos uno o dos versos, pero ustedes pueden seguir con esta lectura.
This is one of the sweetest chapters of the whole Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6.
Este es uno de los mejores capítulos de todo el Bhagavatam, capítulo 6.
It's a very exciting story.
Es una historia muy excitante.
Narada Muni was a karmi.
Narada Muni era un karmi.
Actually, in his previous life, he was a pop singer in the heavenly planets. Like a rock and roll singer, like a Beatle, you know.
En realidad, en su nacimiento anterior, él era un cantante de pop en los planetas celestiales.
He would sing love songs to the heavenly damsels. Love songs, you see. And he was a popular, like a Beatles or something. He was very popular with the girls in the heavenly planet.
Él cantaba canciones de amor en los planetas celestiales. Era como algo como los Beatles.
So he was lusty man, lusty, like rock and roll singer, lusty. So he was cursed, you see. So he became the son of a sudra. But he had the most wonderful opportunity. Because where he was living, nearby where there was forest.
Entonces, ¿por qué él estaba viviendo en el comienzo?
And these sages, they wander all, they're always wandering here and there all over India, you see, the holy sages.
Entonces, él estaba viviendo en el bosque, así como todos muchos sabios que están así recorriendo India por los bosques.
But during the rainy season, they take a break from their traveling and preaching.
Pero durante la estación de invierno ellos toman una parada de predicar, no sé, paran de predicar.
And they stay in one place for some time.
Y ellos permanecen en un solo lugar por algún tiempo.
So they were staying in one place just near the house of Narada Muni, the boy, little boy, you see.
Entonces ellos se quedaron, estos sabios se quedaron ahí justo donde vivía Narada Muni.
So the little boy and his mother, they were serving the sages.
Entonces el pequeño niño y su madre, ellos estaban sirviendo a los sabios.
And that boy, he would service, he would also sometimes take the maha maha, the remnants of these great sages. And he would take instructions also from these great sages. And by that potency of those instructions and that maha prasad, he became purified, you see.
Por la potencia de esas instrucciones y del Maha Prasad, él se volvió purificado.
And then one day his mother was bitten by a snake.
Y luego un día su madre fue mordida por una serpiente.
So he became sannyasi.
Y entonces él se volvió un sannyasi.
A little boy sannyasi.
Un pequeño niño sannyasi.
He went wandering everywhere.
Él estaba recorriendo por todas partes.
And eventually Krishna revealed himself to that boy, you see.
Y eventualmente Krishna se le reveló a él, a este niño.
That was his previous life.
Ese fue su nacimiento previo.
And in the next life he became Narada Muni.
Y en su próximo nacimiento él se convirtió en Narada Muni.
Narada Muni has very good facility for traveling and preaching.
Narada Muni tiene muchas buenas facilidades para viajar y predicar.
He doesn't have to purchase a ticket on LAN airlines, you see.
Él no tiene que comprar un ticket en la aerolínea LAN.
Doesn't require a visa, passport, any of these things.
Él no necesita visa, pasaporte, ninguna de estas cosas.
Doesn't have to worry about customs, you see.
Él no se tiene que preocupar acerca de.
He just shows up wherever he wants to go. Immediately he shows up in that place, you see.
Él simplemente piensa en el lugar al que quiere ir y inmediatamente aparece en él.
In fact, if Narada Muni liked, he could show up right here. Just he could manifest right here.
En realidad, Narada Muni se podría aparecer si quisiera aquí ahora mismo.
If we can glorify Narada Muni with enough purity of heart, we may attract him to appear. You see.
Entonces, si nosotros pudiéramos amarlo a él con todo el corazón, nosotros podríamos atraerlo a que él se apareciera.
And if we can worship his divine qualities by hearing and chanting them very nicely.
Y si nosotros pudiéramos apreciar sus cualidades por mediante el canto muy satisfactorio.
He could bless us with his darshan.
Nos podría bendecir con su aparición, su darshan.
But he's already appearing here in the pages of the Bhagavatam.
Pero él ya está apareciendo aquí en las páginas del Bhagavatam.
So actually he is already here.
Entonces en realidad él ya está aquí.
So this is very wonderful how much Narada Muni becomes glorious simply by taking the maha maha.
Entonces es muy muy maravilloso de cómo él se volvió tan glorioso simplemente por tomar este maha maha.
Now somebody may say, I thought this was the Krishna consciousness movement.
Bueno, alguien podría decir ahora que yo pensé que este era el movimiento para la conciencia de Krishna.
I didn't know it was the Narada consciousness movement.
No sabía que este era el movimiento para la conciencia de Narada.
Why are you talking about Narada Muni? Why are you not talking about Krishna? This is the Hare Krishna movement.
¿Por qué estás hablando de Narada Muni y no de Krishna? Si este es el movimiento Hare Krishna.
Actually, we talk about so many devotees. We talk about Prabhupada.
En realidad, nosotros hablamos acerca de muchos devotos. Hablamos acerca de Prabhupada.
We talk about, you know, Srila Vyasadeva. So many devotees we talk about.
Hablamos acerca de Srila Vyasadeva. Tantos devotos hablamos.
Is this Maya to talk about the devotees?
Esto es Maya, esto de que hablemos acerca de los devotos.
Because this is Krishna consciousness.
Porque esto es conciencia de Krishna.
Somebody might have that question. Some new person may wonder, why are you talking about these other people? I thought we were Hare Krishna movement.
Alguien podría venir y preguntar esta pregunta. ¿Por qué está?
The answer to this question. The answer to this question is given by Krishna himself.
La respuesta a esta pregunta está dada por Krishna mismo.
In the Adi Purana,
in el Adi Purana,
Sri Krishna tells Arjuna,
Señor Krishna dice Arjuna,
ye me bhakta janaparata na me bhaktashtate janaha mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna,
él dice, mi querido Arjuna,
the one who is my devotee,
Para aquel que es mi devoto.
And he says, Name Bhaktas.
Él dice, Name Bhaktas.
It's very easy Sanskrit. Na, not. Me, my. Bhakta, devotee. He's not my devotee.
Dice, él no es mi devoto.
The one who is my devotee, Name Bhaktas. He's not my devotee.
Para aquel que es mi devoto, que dice es mi devoto, no es mi devoto.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee.
Pero para aquel que es el devoto de mi devoto.
He is my devotee.
Él es mi devoto.
So, if you think you're the devotee of Krishna,
pero si tú piensas que eres devoto de Krishna,
but you're not the devotee of the devotee of Krishna.
Pero tú no eres el devoto del devoto de Krishna.
You are a rascal.
Tú eres pícaro.
You're not devotee of Krishna.
Tú no eres devoto de Krishna.
If you want to be devotee of Krishna, you must become devotee of the devotee of Krishna.
Si tú te quieres volver devoto de Krishna, tú tienes que volver devoto del devoto de Krishna.
Then you are devotee.
Luego tú eres devoto.
There is more evidence.
Luego hay más evidencia.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Nudasa. Yes, more evidence.
Sí, hay más evidencia de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So how much are you a devotee of the devotees?
Entonces, ¿en qué cantidad tú eres devoto de sus devotos?
And do you find fault with the devotees?
¿Tú encuentras faltas en los devotos?
Do you get angry at the devotees?
¿Tú te enojas con los devotos?
Do you not want to serve the devotees?
¿Tú no quieres servir a los devotos?
Each one of us must honestly look inside our own heart and see the dirt.
Cada uno tiene que buscar dentro de su corazón y encontrar la suciedad.
Because when we become pure,
porque así nos podemos volver puros.
Then we will have great joy in always serving the Vaishnavas.
Y encontraremos mucho júbilo en servir a los Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava seva is the secret how to attract the mercy of Krishna.
El Vaishnava seva es el secreto de cómo atraer la misericordia de Krishna.
You can serve Krishna directly and get some mercy.
Tú puedes servir a Krishna directamente y obtener algo de misericordia.
A little bit.
Un poco.
But when you serve the Vaishnavas, you get unlimited mercy.
Pero cuando tú sirves a los Vaishnavas, tú obtienes ilimitada misericordia.
Therefore, we must learn to serve the Vaishnavas.
Por lo tanto, debemos aprender a servir a los Vaishnavas.
Mechanically?
Mecánicamente?
No.
No.
Con amor.
Con amor.
With love. We must serve the Vaishnavas with love.
Con amor. Debemos servir a los Vaishnavas con amor.
Just like if I bring you a plate of prasad.
Tal como cuando tú
sirves I can say, here's your prasadam.
Tú puedes decir, aquí está tu prasadam.
Or I can say, my dear Prabhu, here is your prasad.
Tú puedes decir, mi querido Prabhu, aquí está tu prasadam.
I had an amazing experience when I was a young brahmachari.
Yo tuve una increíble experiencia cuando yo era un joven brahmachari.
This is many, many, muchos años ago.
Esto es muchos, muchos años atrás.
Some back in the early 80s, around 1980,
81, 82. Algo así como a comienzo de los 80, alrededor del 80-81.
That was many years ago. What? 30 years ago, yeah. A long time ago.
30 años atrás.
So I was a young brahmachari visiting our Juhu temple, the very big temple, Juhu Iskan temple in Mumbai, India. Very big, opulent temple.
Entonces yo era un joven brahmachari visitando nuestro hermoso templo muy, muy grande allá en Juhu.
And there was one devotee who was very important devotee at that temple. He was the president and he had developed that temple. He had dedicated his life and Prabhupada had glorified very much this devotee.
Entonces, había ahí un devoto que era muy importante en ese templo, que él mismo había desarrollado ese templo y que Prabhupada le era muy querido a Prabhupada.
That devotee was Giriraj Swami.
Ese devoto es Giriraj Swami.
He was so important man in Bombay. Prabhupada said, Bombay is Giriraj and Giriraj is Bombay.
Él era muy importante en ese entonces y a tal punto que Prabhupada dijo, Giriraj es Bombay y Bombay es Giriraj.
He was very grande hombre and Prabhupada described him as muy grande hombre in Bombay, you see.
Mm-hmm. que Prabhupada describe que él era un hombre muy importante en Mumbai.
So, I was sitting in the Vishad room late one night, one evening around 8:30 at night. The Vishad room was empty. I was only practically the only one there.
Y la sala estaba prácticamente vacía, y era en realidad el único, casi
taking a little prasad, you know,
tomando un poco de prasad,
relishing that prasad of Krishna,
disfrutando así el prasad de Krishna.
And then Giriraj Swami comes in.
Y inmediatamente Giriraj Swami viene y entra.
He walks up to me.
Él camina hacia mí.
And in a very sweet, loving voice.
Y con una voz muy muy dulce y suave.
He bends his head over like this.
Él se inclina así hacia mí.
He said, "Is there anything else I can bring for you?"
Y él pregunta, ¿hay algo más que yo pueda traer para ti?
I couldn't believe it.
Yo no podía creerlo.
He's big, grande sannyasi.
Él es siendo un muy, muy grande sannyasi.
El presidente del Juhu Iskan, you see.
El presidente del templo de Juhu.
But yet he's asking very humbly, like he's my personal servant, you see. Is there anything else I can bring for you?
Y aún así I couldn't believe it. Así como si fuera un cliente ordinario. ¿Hay algo más que me pueda traer por ti?
I said, yes, this is Krishna consciousness, you see.
Y yo pensé, dije, sí, esto es consciencia.
He is Siksha Guru, you see. He is showing how to serve the Vaishnava with love, you see.
Eres Siksha Guru. Él está mostrando de cómo servir al Vaishnava.
So if you want to become dear to Krishna,
entonces nosotros queremos volvernos queridos a Krishna,
you must serve the Vaishnavas with love.
Entonces debemos servir a los Vaishnavas con amor.
Yesterday I was hearing one lecture of Prabhupada.
Ayer estaba escuchando una conferencia, una lectura de Prabhupada.
And he quoted the English saying.
Y él citó una frase inglesa común.
If you love me,
si tú me amas,
love my dog.
Ama a mi perro.
So the spiritual master, he is the dog of God.
Entonces el maestro espiritual, él es el perro de Dios.
So if you love God, you must love the dog of God, the guru.
Entonces si tú amas a Dios, tú debes amar al perro de Dios, al guru.
So it's very important to have guru, spiritual master.
Entonces es muy importante tener a un guru, a un maestro espiritual.
Some may think, well, I'll just be Krishna conscious. I don't need a guru.
Algunos pueden decir, simplemente seré consciente de Krishna. Yo no necesito un guru.
You know what Prabhupada said about them?
¿Y tú sabes qué dice Prabhupada acerca de ellos?
He said there are two kinds of dogs.
Él dice que hay dos clases de perros.
There is sanata and anata.
Dice que hay sanatan y anata.
Sanata means with master.
Sanatan significa
anata means without master.
Sanata significa con el maestro y anata significa sin el maestro.
Have any of you been to India?
¿Alguno de ustedes ha estado en India?
Anyone has seen? You've been to Vrindavan?
¿Alguno de ustedes ha ido a Vrindavan?
So Baladev knows. Those street dogs in Vrindavan, they're the most pathetic dogs you've ever seen in your life. They're skinny. They don't wag their tails. They're in great anxiety and fear. They have skin disease. Their hair has fallen off. They have no hair. And they have wounds all over their bodies where the other dogs have bitten them. It's horrible to see the street dogs in India. Oh, it's so horrible. The dogs that don't have masters, they're in a very horrible position, you see. Baladev, did you go to Juhu Beach also? You saw Juhu Beach? Yeah. And Juhu Beach is where Prabhupada used to go on the walk there also.
Juhu Beach, la playa de Juhu, es una playa donde Prabhupada solía ir a caminar.
So actually that Juhu Beach is a place of pilgrimage for us because Prabhupada always took his walk there.
Entonces en realidad esa playa de Juhu es un lugar de peregrinaje para nosotros porque Prabhupada siempre caminaba por ahí.
It's just near our Juhu temple.
Es muy cerca de nuestro templo.
About 10-minute walk from our temple.
Es como 10 minutos.
Very, very nice on the Arabian Sea.
Muy, muy agradable.
Very nice.
Hacia la orilla del mar arábico.
So there's also many wealthy businessmen and movie stars. They live in that neighborhood.
Entonces también muchas personas ricas y estrellas de cine viven también en ese vecindario.
And they have adopted the Western way of keeping dog, you see, pet dog in the house.
Entonces ellos han adoptado las maneras de Occidente al tener perros, ¿no es cierto?
So those rich men, they're walking with their dogs on the beach.
Entonces estos perros, estas personas caminan ahí con sus perros paseando.
Those dogs are not lean and thin and frightened. They're not lean and thin and frightened.
Entonces ellos no están delgados ni que están asustados.
They are stout and strong and jolly dogs.
Ellos son determinados, firmes y jubilosos perros.
So you can see the difference between a dog who has a master and a dog who doesn't have a master. In India, it's very clear to see the difference.
Entonces tú puedes ver la diferencia entre un perro que tiene un maestro y uno que no tiene un maestro. Tú, en India, tú puedes ver muy claramente la diferencia.
So we are all dogs, that's a fact.
Entonces nosotros todos somos perros, eso es un hecho.
I'm a dog, you're a dog, we're all dogs, you see.
Yo soy un perro, tú eres un perro, somos todos unos perros.
So what kind of dog do you want to be?
Entonces, ¿qué clase de perro quieres ser tú?
You want to be a dog with a master or a dog without a master?
¿Tú quieres ser entonces un perro con un maestro o un perro sin un maestro?
It's your choice.
Es tu opción.
Your choice, Prabhu.
Es tu opción, Prabhu.
It's your choice, Mataji.
Es tu opción, Mataji.
You can be a dog with a master or a dog without a master.
Puede ser un perro con un maestro o un perro sin un maestro.
You can be lean and thin and frightened.
Puedes ser delgado y temeroso.
Or you can be stout and strong and jolly.
Puedes ser firme, fijo y jubiloso.
If you become Krishna conscious,
si tú te vuelves consciente de Krishna,
if you take shelter of bona fide spiritual master,
tú tomas refugio un maestro espiritual,
and you take his orders as your very life and soul,
y tú tomas sus órdenes como tu misma vida y alma,
and you always follow his instructions,
y tú siempre sigues sus instrucciones,
like a faithful dog,
como un perro fiel,
always serving the master,
siempre sirviendo al maestro,
then you will always be happy.
No, siempre serás feliz.
Susukam, Krishna says in Gita.
Susukam, Krishna dice.
Rajavija rajaguyam pavitram idamuttamam prachaksavagamam dhamam susukam kritamavyayam. And this knowledge is the king of education.
Este conocimiento es el rey de la educación.
Is the most secret of all secrets.
Es el más secreto de todos los secretos.
It is the purest knowledge.
Es el conocimiento más puro.
And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization.
Y debido a que brinda directa percepción del ser por la realización.
It is the perfection of religion.
Es la perfección de la religión.
It is everlasting.
Es jubiloso.
And it's performed with great bliss.
Y se ejecuta con gran alegría.
So if you are actually Krishna conscious, then you will taste great happiness at every minute.
En ese entonces ustedes tomarán gran felicidad, recibirán gran felicidad cada minuto.
Every moment will be a celebration of the mercy of Krishna.
Cada momento será una celebración de la misericordia de Krishna.
You will never be depressed.
Nunca estarás depresivo.
You will never be confused.
Nunca estarás confuso.
You never become bewildered.
Nunca estarás perplejo.
You'll always be in great happiness of transcendental consciousness.
Tú siempre estarás en felicidad trascendental.
So we're not there yet.
Entonces nosotros no estamos ahí todavía.
We're still struggling with our rascal senses.
Nosotros todavía estamos luchando con nuestros sentidos.
But if you take this struggle with great enthusiasm, if you will take this struggle with the determination of somebody who is climbing Mount Everest, then even in the struggle you will find great happiness. So therefore kindly take this process seriously.
Entonces, por favor, amablemente tome este proceso de conciencia.
Follow in the footsteps of the great sages.
Sigan en los pasos de los grandes sabios.
Mahajana yena gatasya panta. One must follow the pathway of the great acharyas.
Uno debe seguir el sendero de los grandes acharyas.
Acharya Marg is the only road.
Acharya Marg es el único camino.
Acharya Marg is the only road.
Acharya Marg es el único camino.
There's only one highway.
Es solo una autopista.
Only one calle.
Es solo una calle.
That is Acharya Marg.
Eso es el camino de la Acharya.
The pathway of the great Acharyas.
El sendero de los grandes Acharyas.
If you go off that pathway,
si tú tomas ese camino,
you become lost in the forest.
Si tú no tomas ese camino, tú te perderás en el bosque.
You'll be eaten alive by the jackals.
Y tú serás comido vivo por los chacales.
So do not ever wander off the Acharya Marg.
Entonces no deberíamos salirnos del sendero de los Acharyas.
Always stay on this pathway.
Siempre permanece en este sendero.
And your success is guaranteed.
Y tu éxito está garantizado.
You will see Krishna.
Tú verás a Krishna.
This is Narada Muni saw Krishna.
Tal como Narada Muni vio a Krishna.
So, hay preguntas.
Entonces hay preguntas.
Julio.
¿Por qué el Mahabharata tiene un efecto muy potente o realmente funciona cuando es dado por el Guru solamente? O sea, cuando era dado por el Guru.
Why is that the Mahamantra gets a special power when it's given by a Guru?
Yes, this is stated in the Shastra.
Sí, esto se confirma en el sastra.
Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpalamata. If the mantra does not come in a disciplic succession, it has no potency.
Si el mantra no proviene de una sucesión discipular, entonces no tiene potencia.
The Sanskrit word is nishpal.
La palabra sánscrita es nishpal.
Nishpal means fruit.
Fruit. Nishpala significa.
Nish means no.
Okay.
There's no fruit.
Fruta.
It's like if a tree has no fruit, what is the use of the tree?
Tal como un árbol que no tiene fruta, ¿cuál es la utilidad de ese árbol?
If a tree has fruit, it's a very good tree.
Cuando un árbol tiene fruta, es un árbol muy agradable.
If a tree doesn't have fruit, it's not a very good tree.
Si el árbol no tiene fruta, no es muy buen árbol.
So you may get the mantra.
Tú puedes obtener el mantra.
But if it does not come carefully handed down in a disciplic succession, there is no fruit.
Entonces tú puedes tener el mantra, pero si este no viene cuidadosamente bajando de una sucesión discipular, entonces no tiene.
Prabhupada gives the example.
Prabhupada da el ejemplo.
During the mango season in India.
Durante la sesión de mango en India.
When they harvest the mangoes.
Cuando ellos cosechan los mangos.
They will station the workers up and down the tree.
Entonces ellos se los van pasando unos a otros desde el árbol mismo.
So the worker on the top, he will pick the mango, he'll hand it to the next worker, to the next worker, and this way it comes down without getting bruised.
Entonces el trabajador que está en la punta del árbol toma el mango, se lo pasa al otro trabajador y este al otro y así va bajando.
Now, if you simply shake the tree to get the mangoes out and don't station the workers, they carefully hand them down, what will be the result?
Pero si tú agitas el árbol y cae el mango, ¿cuál va a ser el resultado? Sin que pasen mano a mano por todas las.
The mangoes will be bruised.
El mango será estropeado.
They won't have their nice quality anymore because they got bruised.
Él no conservará sus propiedades maravillosas porque va a ser estropeado.
And Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna lo confirma en el Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 4, text 2.
Capítulo 4, verso 2.
Evam parampara praptam rajarshayo vidu. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way.
Entonces, este conocimiento ha descendido en sucesión disimular, y los reyes santos lo han entendido así.
Why is it required to hear from, take it from Guru?
¿Por qué es requerido obtenerlo de un guru?
Because if you take it on your own, then you will concoct your own understanding.
Porque si tú lo has recibido, de, si tú lo entiendes por ti mismo, entonces
you have to submissively hear from Guru. What is the actual science of mantra? Science, nama, science. What is the science of the name?
Entonces tú tienes que aprender del Guru cuál es la ciencia del nombre.
If you don't have proper understanding of the name and the science of the name, then whatever you're chanting to, you'll just be a sentimentalist.
Pero si tú no tienes un debido entendimiento del nombre, entonces ¿qué estás cantando? No vas a tener un, vas a ser como un chef.
The Mayavadis, they also chant Hare Krishna.
Los Mayavadis también cantan Hare Krishna.
But they don't understand what is the name.
Pero ellos no entienden qué es lo que es el nombre.
Therefore, their chanting is poisonous.
Por lo tanto, su canto es venenoso.
Because it is polluted with the concept that I am God.
Porque está contaminado con el concepto de que yo soy Dios.
Do you know the Mayavadis think that? When they chant Hare Krishna, they think I am Krishna. Just like you may go, Julio, 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 singing your name, you see. You're thinking, my mantra is Julio, 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 you see. You're just worshipping yourself.
Tú estás glorificándote a ti mismo.
How will that liberate you if you chant Julio, 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 Julio?
¿Cómo eso te liberará si tú simplemente cantas Julio, Julio?
You're worshipping yourself.
Estás glorificando a ti mismo.
So the Mayavadis, they think I am Krishna.
Los Mayavadis piensan que yo soy Krishna.
So they chant Hare Krishna, they think Hare Krishna, I am Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, I am Krishna.
Se van por ahí cantando Hare Krishna, yo soy Krishna, Hare Krishna, yo soy Krishna.
You see? That's what they are thinking. I know because I used to be a Mayavadi myself.
Yo lo sé porque yo antes era un Mayavadi yo mismo.
The first time I went to the temple, I went to the very, that second temple in ISKCON, 518 Frederick Street. The very second temple of ISKCON, I went to that temple in 1968. That Papa opened that temple. Actually, Mukunda Maharaj opened that temple in 1967. The next year, I went there and visited that temple in
1968.
I was a Mayavadi at the time.
Era un Mayavadi en ese entonces.
So I was chanting Hare Krishna in the temple room.
Yo estaba cantando Hare Krishna en la sala de templo.
And some Brahmacharini, she came up to me and she said, oh, you're chanting Hare Krishna so nicely.
Y una Brahmacharini vino a mí y me dijo, oh, tú estás cantando Hare Krishna tan hermosamente.
And then my mind, I was laughing.
Y dentro de mi mente yo estaba riendo.
If she only knew that I am Krishna.
Si que solo supiera ella que yo soy Krishna.
So actually the Mayavadis, they think like that. They think I am Krishna, you see. So therefore you have to get guru from, you have to get mantra from bona fide guru. Otherwise you will never understand what is mantra. You will take it as some tool for merging into Brahman, that's all. Or you take it as some wishing well to get your material desires fulfilled.
Considerarlo como un bien para obtener tu deseo material.
You have to learn the science of pure bhakti from Krishna's pure devotee.
Tú debes obtener la conciencia de Krishna, de un devoto puro de Krishna.
Therefore, guru is required for getting the name.
Por lo tanto, el guru es requerido para eso.
Do you understand?
¿Usted entiende?
Okay, any other question?
Where is the difference? Or yeah, where is the difference when Because it is said that to chant Hare Krishna is always benefit, you know?
Yes. There is great benefit from chanting Hare Krishna, that's a fact.
Yeah, and reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that some Muslims used to chant Hare Krishna and they, like, like a joke for the devotees, but they get pure.
There's even the Mayavadis get benefit, Prabhupada said. But he said, still there is poisonous effect.
Pero él dice que igual tiene un efecto venenoso.
Because the consciousness is, I am Krishna.
Porque la conciencia es, yo soy Krishna.
Therefore, along with the name, you give the nectar, you're getting poison mixed in. It's a blend of poison and nectar blended, you see.
Entonces, con el nombre también viene
veneno. I can give you a cup of sweet rice.
Como que yo te puedo dar una copa de arroz dulce.
But if I put some arsenic in it, it will kill you.
Un poco de arsénico ahí.
Even though it is sweet rice, it is mixed with poison.
Incluso cuando es arroz dulce, está mezclado con veneno.
So, if you die eating sweet rice poisoned with arsenic, you may get some elevation in your next life because you die while you're taking prasadam.
Entonces, aún así, quizás tú puedas tener algo de beneficio porque yo le estoy dando prasadam, pero tú vas a morir.
But still, the poison killed you, you see.
Y aún así, el veneno te mató.
So, there is benefit. Prabhupada said there is benefit, but he warned us there is. We should try to avoid it because there's poisonous effects also.
Entonces, sí, hay beneficio cuando lo canto Mayavai, pero debemos tratar de evitarlo, Prabhupada dice, porque también tiene un efecto venenoso.
Because they're committing Nama Aparad.
Porque ellos están cometiendo Vaishnava Nama Aparad.
So the pure name is there, but it's covered by their Aparads also.
Entonces, el nombre es puro, pero también es cubierto por la ofensa.
When you hear from a pure devotee like Prabhupada, there's no aparad, it's just full shakti, full nama shakti comes through. So the name is always pure and powerful. But it becomes clouded by the aparad, just like the sun is shining, but the clouds can block it.
Pero es todo poderoso, pero se nubla por el nama parar. Entonces, tal como el sol es siempre brillando, pero cuando las nubes están entre medios, nubla su potencia.
Comprende.
Sí, yeah. Bueno, yo también conocí el nombre de Krishna antes de conocerlo
vos. He also got the name before meet the devotees.
Y me pareció muy atractivo.
That he knew the name, the holy name, before meet the devotees.
Who?
Baladev Prabhu. He's telling me.
Y me parecía muy atractivo.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Y me parecía muy atractivo.
It was quite attractive to him.
That's very good. I had a similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
One of my hippie friends turned me onto the mantra before I met the devotees. Yeah. I was also chanting before I met the devotees.
Tú me pensé similar, también cantaba más avanzado.
Por eso es que yo, David, por ahí considero que en cierto aspecto es beneficioso escuchar, aunque sea de un mayor.
Uh-huh. And that's why he considers that it's good to hear the holy name even when it's coming from a Mayavadi.
There is benefit in any case. It's like the Beatles put it on their album, that song called "I Am the Walrus." Said standing on the Eiffel Tower chanting Hare Krishna. They put that in their song "I Am the Walrus." Mm-hmm. So there's benefit anywhere you hear the holy name. There's benefit.
Entonces, siempre, dice que siempre hay beneficio y que tal como los Beatles pusieron en la canción
But to actually become delivered, you have to hear from the pure devotee.
Entonces, lo pusieron en ese álbum y aún así era beneficioso, pero tú tienes que volverte libre por escuchar el santo nombre.
You see. That's essential. I was chanting Hare Krishna, but I was still polluted by Mayavadi philosophy, you see. But by meeting the devotees and learning about Prabhupada's teachings and surrendering to Prabhupada, then I got free from that Mayavadi conception. So others may introduce us to the chanting, and that's good. But to perfect it, you have to come in contact with the pure devotee.
Pero para que se vuelva perfecto, este tiene que venir, tiene que ser entregado por el devoto puro.
Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Sankarsana Maharaj ki jai.